Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm Beaumarchant, your host, and we're down here at the 2020 East West Shrine Bowl with the standout from Illinois, Reggie Corbin. Now, Reggie, what's it like being down here? You're in a room filled with NFL coaches, scouts, GMs, and they're getting pulled left and right because they want to know more about you.
That's a blessing, man. I wouldn't rather be any other place, you know. Finally get to have a chance to take a step forward to live in my dream that I've been having since a kid, man. I'm just honored and blessed to be around this group of talent, and it's an amazing experience.
Now, you got some pretty good skills. I mean, Pop Warner days, were you the young guy scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns on Saturday?
A little bit. I was mostly the guy on the basketball court.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit, though.
Okay, so you're back in the day, you were wicked with the dribbling and shooting and doing all the fun stuff.
Yeah, my dad forced me to play for a while, so.
Okay. So when did you kind of start transitioning from what you were doing on the court to kind of excelling at the player that we've come to see?
Well, I played as a kid as well, but then I kind of got away from it. And then freshman year of high school, my dad made me play again. He made me play football. And I just fell in love with it again, man. And ever since then, can't catch me without a football in my hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. So kind of take us through. So, I mean, when you get to Illinois, I mean, you know as well as anybody, you know, this isn't going to happen for everybody. When do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing, you know, what you're doing on Saturday technically can get you a paycheck on Sunday?
That was my intention going there, you know.
Yeah.
I just try to play as hard as I can and let God take care of the rest, honestly. I don't really worry about anything else. Even out here, man, I just go out here and play as hard as I can. Let the chips fall where they may, you know. God has a plan for me, and I just plan on following.
You know these scouts have probably been talking to you, mentioning things you probably didn't even know, but I mean, in the film room, if you're sitting with them, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the table?
Be able to just make plays, you know. Have that home run hit ability. Just not be able to be able to affect the game with a few carries, and then also if you need to give me a lot of carries, you know, I'd be able to do that as well. So just be able to affect the game in that sort of way is kind of it's kind of rare now.
Yeah.
So and then that's a beautiful thing. I'm blessed to have that ability. God, man, I can't explain it, and I'm just glad, you know, he gave it to me.
Yeah, definitely, and you know how to use it.
Yeah.
I mean, does anything go unnoticed? I mean, I just asked, I mean, you could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, maybe you're a film junkie, maybe the offensive system you ran, did it allow you to showcase other things? I mean,
anything, man. I just hope that, you know, I get a chance to prove everybody, whoever had a doubt about any skill set of mine, I hope I have the chance to show it, you know. Not to really just prove them wrong or anything like that, but just to show exactly who I am. I know some people, like, question a lot of parts of my game, which is, you know, that's their job.
Yeah.
And I hope I just get the chance to show them what I can really do. And if they like it, they like it. If they don't,
they're going to make him pay. No, that's my words, not his.
Yeah.
Now, this one's a cliche question, but I think our audience always enjoys getting the response. Just say Monday Night Football, mom and dad watching a game, maybe family, friends, they text you to say, Reggie, listen, when we watch this guy at the next level, he reminds us of you. I mean, who do you get the most comparisons to?
I used to get a lot of Barry Sanders, honestly. And then Christian McCaffrey lately, honestly. And then you get a little Tariq Cohen, but just really those guys. You know, anytime they see someone smaller, they're like, oh, you remind me.
Well, that's fair enough.
But, yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
We can't look at you and go, man, Reggie, when I think of you, I see Earl Campbell.
Yeah, well,
right. I mean, we all do it.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, man. I mean, Barry, McCaffrey, Tariq, I mean,
those dudes.
Right?
Some rare dudes, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a good thing.
It's a blessing.
Yeah. So you're down here. I mean, some of the guys just talked about not being in a huddle and the plays coming in from the sidelines. What's maybe been the strangest thing being over at Tropicana Field, just kind of going through the motions?
Oh, when they pump that ball, man, it gets stuck in that light. That's the only tough thing. I don't know what lights those are, but it's something special. But I've adjusted well to being in a huddle and everything like that. I did that a few years ago when I first got to college. So it's just like riding the bike, man, getting on the center again. So it's all good.
Is it weird just picking your blocks? Because I'm sure you know the tendencies of the guys in front of you being in Illinois for so many years.
Yeah, but, you know,
it's like,
with
it's
patience,
game,
man. With patience, you start to learn a little bit, learn everybody. Everybody at this level is so elite, man. So you expect them to do their job, and they do.
Yeah. Take us through a carry. I mean, just say it's just third and four. I mean you're going to get a handoff. I mean, kind of. Mm-hmm. I mean, take us through the mindset. I mean, what are you looking at first? And then kind of just take us through what Reggie Corbin's going to do.
It depends on the scheme, man. But usually if there's a double team, I'll just probably try to press the double team and be as patient as I can. Wait till those linebackers commit, hit the hole, and run as fast as I can, man. Try to square the safety up and then, you know, try to make it count for some points.
And you having that instinct ability of being able to kind of juke guys, how mentally are you just kind of already sizing the guy up as he's running, and you're kind of like, I'm going to make you look foolish because I'm about to do this?
I never think that, man. I never put it past anyone. But I just try to give myself the leverage, and I know what I've practiced and like what I've trained. I've practiced that stuff many times, but just try to go through what I practiced and try to make a play. You know, I know my team's counting on me, and everyone back home is busy.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Reggie Corbin, Illinois standout here on the C2P, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to find out about this young man as he makes his path towards the 2020 NFL Draft, and he's here at one of the most prestigious invites a senior can get. That's the East-West Shrine Bowl. Reggie, before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out, a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot?
Yeah.
All right. The first one, take us inside that Fighting Illini locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Nickname? A few years, like, can it be a few years
maybe
ago?
Maybe any, yeah.
Carol Phillips, that plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars. No, I think he might play for the Colts now.
Okay.
They call him Wild Man. That was just his thing.
Nice.
And if you saw him, if you watched him practice and play and go about his daily life, you'd understand why.
Yeah. Nice. Do you have a nickname?
No, nothing I don't want to share.
Okay,
Reggie, I'm good.
Okay, that's fair enough. How about this one? You have a guy, iconic coach, and Coach Smith there. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Oh, Daylight's here. Daylight might do it. Daylight,
yeah?
Harden. Yeah.
Okay.
They would never do it in front of him.
No.
No chance, yeah.
But it has been done.
Yeah, I mean, things happen in the locker room, so. You know?
Fair enough. Fair enough. And Reggie, I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. I can ask a lot of questions. You guys are going to give me a lot of answers, but usually this is the most thought-out one. I've been doing this a long time.
Okay.
Female celebrities. You could take any female.
No, you're trying to get me in trouble.
No?
Nope,
no?
No chance. No?
You're not going to take it?
No,
any female celebrity, you can take them out for a quick bite to eat. You can take lunch.
Nope. But I would like to meet Kobe Bryant, though. That's about it. Yeah, you ain't getting me in trouble. I'm good.
All right, man.
I appreciate that.
We asked that question. We always tally up the names for all the female celebrities. Just so you know, Rihanna's in the lead right now.
Jeez.
Yeah, Rihanna's in the lead, and she won last year. Beyonce's been up. I mean, she's had like
course.
A four year stretch. Get a lot of Megan Good, and but yeah, Rihanna's off to a strong 2020 start. So, and then you got Mr. Bryant. Let me ask you this: why would you want to meet Kobe?
Oh, mama.
I mean, there's so many reasons, but just.
I'm a huge Kobe fan, man. Mama mentality, just being able to learn from that guy and, you know, pick his brain. He's like the greatest basketball player of all time to me.
That's all matters.
When you add his toughness and everything that he's kind of been through, it doesn't get any better, so.
Definitely, man. Well, hey, man, I hope it doesn't get any better for you as you go, you know, gets better for you, I should say, as you go through this process. Reggie, thanks for stopping by the C2P.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you, man.
Calls for Pro NFL Draft exclusive.